po mojej prawej stronie pan Chris Jagger, a po mojej lewej stronie pani Nina, która będzie dzisiaj pana Jaggera supportować. Ja jestem Gerard Nowak, to jest Radio Satysfakcja i pan Chris chciałby nam coś powiedzieć po polsku. Go ahead.
Dzień dobry. I don't know too much. Jak się bawicie?
Wspaniale. That was really good. All right, okay. You should record some song in Polish now.
Niet.
All right, sure enough, okay? How's your day so far in Poznań?
Jak się bawicie?
All right, sure.
Zjabicie.
All right, sure. Okay, how's your day in Poznań so far?
Very good, very right. good. It's nice weather, much nicer weather than in the UK.
Okay, pogoda o wiele bardziej przyjemna niż w Wielkiej Brytanii. Has there been a sound check yet for today?
No.
A, czyli jeszcze przed próbą dźwięku. Do you still have stage fright after all these years?
I shake like a leaf.
Aha. Zapytałem, czy jeszcze jest trema po tych wielu latach występowania i pan Jagger powiedział, że drży jak liść
Sometimes
na wietrze.
Sometimes my teeth come out because I'm so nervous.
Oh yeah, I know that problem when I'm speaking here. Czasami nawet zęby wypadają mu z wspaniałych ust, gdy nie może się doczekać koncertu. What can we expect today? Czego możemy się dzisiaj spodziewać?
Expect the unexpected.
Aha, no tak, oczekiwać nieoczekiwanego. Cóż innego mógł powiedzieć?
No, there are three musicians, apart from Nina, who's playing, who's I haven't heard play yet, so I can't say too much about Nina. I'm sure she's very good.
Aha. Oprócz Niny, która jeszcze nie wiemy, jak wypadnie, będzie trzech muzyków na scenie, musicians.
And in fact, Nina came on the same plane from Bristol to Berlin, because she lives in Bristol. I live near Bristol, you see, in the West Country, so that's a funny coincidence.
Przedziwny zbieg okoliczności. Pan Jagger i pani Nina poznali się w samolocie, który leciał z Bristolu do Berlina. Aha. To prawda?
Nie? Tak.
Okej.
Okay. Nie mieliśmy wcześniej okazji, aczkolwiek jesteśmy prawie sąsiadami.
Okej. Okay. So your neighbors? Almost.
Nearly, yeah.
Nearly. Okay, sure.
And so, but then the two musicians I play with, one is Charlie Hart, and I've known him for 50 years.
Charlie Hart, którego pan Jagger zna już od 50 lat. Okay.
Uh-huh. And he's a great musician. He plays lots of different instruments. He plays accordion, piano, violin, bass.
Instrumenty klawiszowe, skrzypce, czasem też bas. Mm. And another musician is?
The other musician's a lady called Elliot Mackerel, and she's a very good violin player, and she plays some other things. And so the two people that I play with are both very highly trained, excellent musicians. So you can expect a show of quite high musicianship, apart from myself.
Okay,
I'm the amateur.
All right,
I'm the jack. I'm the joker in the pack.
Oh, beautiful. That's right, okay. Pan Jagger przedstawił się jako jokera w talii kart, natomiast osoby, które będą z nim na scenie, to wspaniale przygotowani i muzycy, którzy zapewnią nam bardzo dużo wirtuozerii na scenie. When I listen to some of your stuff, I really admired the thing that you are so consistent about your sound, right, okay, over all these years.
Is it?
Yes, it is. That's right. Okay, it's always kind of like natural, bluesy, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and isn't that a coincidence that you didn't really record an album in the 80s? Let me just say that in Polish, right? Zapytałem pana Jaggera, czy to jest przypadek, że nie nagrał żadnej płyty w latach 80-tych, which was not really a good time for the natural quality of music.
Well, I didn't. I did some theater stuff in the. You know, what happened to me is that in the 70s we had punk.
Yeah, of course.
And punk was very good if you were 19, but if you were 25, you were too old.
Okay, let me just do that in Polish, right? Okay, w 70-tych latach nastąpiła eksplozja punku, co było bardzo dobre, jeżeli miało się 19 lat, ale niezbyt dobre, jeżeli było się już po 25.
And so punk was it trashed everything that wasn't punk.
Of course, right? Okay.
And it was quite sort of fascist in its view. I mean, you know, if you were
paradoxical, right?
If you were playing blues or country or jazz or anything like that, you were rubbish.
Okej, okay, czyli punk, jak słyszeliśmy, zmiótł wszystkie te bardziej wysublimowane gatunki typu country, folk. To się wtedy nie liczyło.
So, it was not a good time to try to play other kinds of music, so I didn't. I did play some gigs, but I didn't make a record. It was only really when CDs came along, and then what happened was that CDs, they reissued a lot of old music on CDs. So people suddenly started listening to a more varied repertoire of music. So they became more aware of different kinds of music. So then it became possible to make a record that I made in the 90s.
I swój powrót do nagrywania pan Jagger zawdzięcza wejściu na rynek płyt CD, które pozwoliły dawniejszym słuchaczom powrócić trochę do tradycji słuchania muzyki bardziej wykwintnej niż punk. I to był dobry moment, żeby wrócić na scenie. I watched some interview that you gave to Polish television, and you mentioned the fact that as a privileged, you know, member of, let's say, a royal family, you had this opportunity to meet very many famous musicians like John Lennon or Jimi Hendrix. I want to ask you, because this is a show about the 60s music and the 70s music, and our listeners would really like to know which of them actually made the biggest impact on you as a first as a musician and then as a personality. Okay? Który z muzyków z lat 60. wywołał na panu Jaggerze największe wrażenie?
I think my favorite band was The Who. I used to go and see The Who a lot.
Of course. To chyba się rozumie samo przez się. Najbardziej ulubiony zespół The Who.
Okay. They were quite good fun.
Aha, sure.
And I saw Jimi Hendrix a lot.
All right, okay. Both on a socializing basis too?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, sure. Right. Dużo spędził czasu też z Jimi Hendrixem.
I only ever saw the Beatles once, and that was at
Where was that? Where was that?
It was at the Albert Hall, but you couldn't hear them because the girls were all screaming.
Yeah, sure enough.
So I never really heard the Beatles play, so I...
Był na jednym koncercie Beatlesów, ale dziewczyny krzyczały tak bardzo, że nic się nie dało usłyszeć. Czyli tak jakby, tak jak ja, nie byliśmy na żadnym tak naprawdę. Sure enough, okay. Is there any moment from the 60s that you would like to relive? Or are you not sort of this kind of sentimental person?
Not really, no.
Uh-huh, sure.
But I wished I'd filmed a lot. I would have had some money from filming.
I see. Okay, sure enough, okay. Szkoda, że nie nakręcił różnych scen, które przeżywał, bo teraz byłoby to warte miliony. Sure enough, okay. Another question is, how much did...
Is that doggy in the window? Right. How much is that doggy in the window?
Sure enough. How much has...
How much does it cost?
No. How much has music lost over the years? Because I don't think that we would agree that the music business and popular music as such is going into the right direction, is it? Huh.
Well, you can't control that, so you just have to go with it or sink or swim, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite difficult with streaming. It's become a bit, to some extent, it's lost a sort of identity because you don't really have albums anymore. You used to have LPs with great photographs and tracks, and people would value it.
Uh-huh.
And now everything is quite sort of throwaway. You make something, it's on stream for... a week or two and then it's gone.
Okay, let me say that in Polish. Z największą przyjemnością chciałem powiedzieć, że pan Jagger przyłączył się do naszego chóru narzekaczy na to, że muzyka nieco straciła teraz na wartości przez te wszystkie portale streamingowe, które sprawiły, że nie ma już prawdziwych albumów, nie ma już prawdziwych okładek i muzyka już nie ma chyba takiej wartości.
I suppose what you could say about not just music, but a lot of other things, perhaps photography and perhaps films or perhaps clothing, fashion.
Sure.
Is that when you, it's like, if you have so much choice and there's so much product, then it becomes, you don't really, there's so too much choice almost.
Of course.
So therefore, people will go into a clothing shop and buy some clothes because they liked it that minute. They wear it once and then they never wear it again. So it's not, there's not really a lot of value in it.
Of course.
So perhaps we've lost having so much choice with everything, we've lost the ability to be able to choose something of value that is going to perhaps last.
Okej. Okay. Nie tylko sprawa dotyczy muzyki, też dotyczy filmów, fotografii, ale też mody, o której mówiliśmy w pierwszej godzinie naszej audycji. Jest tak duży wybór, że tak naprawdę wybieramy rzeczy, które ubieramy, czy których słuchamy tylko raz.
Okej. Okay. So that will be this, sure.
Chris, the last message to the Polish listeners, to the listeners of Radio Poznań, please.
I hope to see some people from Poznań tonight and meet... Oh, I forgot to say, this is quite amazing. So the two people I'm playing with, because normally I have a trio with a double bass player, but I also play with Charlie, but... I decided Charlie to come because Charlie has never been to Poland before, but he has ancestors from Poland, and his family name was Zadek.
Oh,
and
was it? Sure.
They, he's on his father's side, and they left Poland perhaps in the 19th century or something like that, and they were Jewish, and one of them was a rabbi. And then Elliot, who plays the violin, she is 8 years younger, but her birthday is on the same day as Charlie, and she also has ancestors in Poland, some of whom was a rabbi.
Oh dear, right, okay.
So I thought they both have to come to Poland to play music. I don't have any ancestors that are Polish, but both of my players have Polish ancestry.
Okay.
Jewish Polish ancestry that were
musical.
Oh,
that's important. Beautiful.
How about that?
Yeah, of course. That's
pretty amazing.
Okay.
You want to say that?
Oczywiście. Obydwoje muzycy, którzy wystąpią dzisiaj z panem Jagerem i osoba, która będzie obsługiwała instrumenty klawiszowe i skrzypaczka, mają polsko-żydowskie korzenie i dla nich to było bardzo ważne, żeby pojechać tutaj do Polski. Chris mówi, że nie ma żadnych polskich korzeni, ale myślę, że i tak będzie to dla niego bardzo wzruszający moment, kiedy będziemy mogli go posłuchać dzisiaj w sali World Trade Center na ulicy Bukowskiej, wejście od ulicy Grunwaldzkiej. Koncert zaczyna się o godzinie 19, ale jeszcze pani Nina chce coś powiedzieć.
Przepraszam, jeszcze chciałam wtrącić, że taki słodki akcent w związku z byciem w Poznaniu, że i Charlie, i Elliot mają korzenie w Wielkopolsce.
A, czyli nie tylko to są korzenie w Polsce, ale i w Wielkopolsce. Teraz muszę to przetłumaczyć na angielski, tak się zakłębiłem. Thank you very much, Nina. Thank you very much, Chris.
Dziękuję bardzo.
Yeah. Jak się bawicie?
Oh, yeah.
Fine enough, fine enough. Thank you very much. I jeszcze przed nami drugi kawałek z płyty z wyborem najlepszych utworów Chrisa Jagera. All the best.